Que Dios sea adorado.
You believe it?
¿Lo creen?
Is it to you? Everything.
¿Es para ti?
I pray that we would have an assurance of faith.
Oro que tengamos una seguranza de fe.
Or we would be lifted up above everything.
Que seamos elevados por
of this world.
Este mundo.
Because everything in this world wants to hold you down.
Porque todo en este mundo te quiere retener.
God wants to lift you up into higher places with Him.
Que el Señor te eleve a lugares
Let's
altos.
Pray. Heavenly Father, we come in Jesus' name.
Padre celestial, venimos en el nombre de Jesús.
Lord, we'd like to meet with you today.
Señor, nos gustaría reunirnos con usted.
Under the blood of your Son.
Bajo la sangre de su hijo.
Our Lord Jesus.
Nuestro Señor Jesús.
We call Him Lord.
Lo llamamos Señor.
Because He is.
Porque Él es.
Master.
Maestro.
Ruler over all of us.
Gobernador por sobre todos nosotros.
Father, I'm going to ask, would you do something for your people today?
Padre, clamaré, ¿podrías hacer algo por tu gente hoy?
Would you sit at your feet?
Nos sentamos a tus pies.
And ask you, Lord, please help us.
Y clamamos, Señor,
raise
ayúdanos.
Us up. Increase our faith.
Elévanos, aumenta nuestra fe.
Correct us.
Corrígenos.
Yeah. Get us where we should be, Father.
Llévanos donde debemos estar.
We ask in Jesus' name.
Lo pedimos en el nombre de Jesús.
Thanks, you may be seated.
Gracias. Puede tomar asiento.
Pray that the Lord would help our faith.
Que el Señor ayude a nuestra fe.
And it's a battle in these days.
Es una batalla en estos días.
It's a big one.
Es una gigante.
And Satan puts what I call faith blockers in front of you every minute of every day.
Y Satanás pone lo que llamo bloqueadores de fe cada día.
And if he can limit your faith.
Y si él puede limitar tu fe.
If he can limit your sight.
Puede limitar tu vista.
If he can take your confidence away.
Si puede tomar tu confianza lejos.
That God hears you.
Que Dios te escucha.
That God wants to hear you.
Que Dios te quiere escuchar.
That your prayers mean nothing.
Que tus oraciones significan nada.
If he can convince you of these things, he's got you where he wants you to be.
Él te puede convencer de ponerte donde él quiere que estés.
I have a question for you.
Y tengo una pregunta para ti.
These faith blockers.
Estos bloqueadores de fe.
The things that hinder our faith hold us down.
Estas cosas que nos retienen abajo.
What are they?
¿Qué son?
Where do they come from?
¿De dónde vienen?
What is Satan using to you?
¿Qué Satanás está usando en ti?
It's not the word of God, is it?
No es la palabra de Dios, ¿no es así?
No, it's you.
No, eres tú.
So, what did Brother Branham tell us? We're our own worst enemy, right?
Mm-hmm. ¿Qué dijo el hermano Branham? Somos nuestro peor enemigo.
We have to somehow
tenemos que
get outside of ourselves.
De alguna manera salir de nosotros mismos.
Into the word of God.
A la palabra de Dios.
And have that confidence.
Y tener esa confianza.
Well, it's easy. I have confidence in the word of God.
Ve, yo tengo confianza en la palabra de Dios.
I just don't have confidence in me.
Y no tener confianza en mí.
Or you.
Bueno.
See, that's what the enemy does.
Eso es lo que el enemigo hace.
Okay. So then before you know it.
Y antes que lo sepas.
That's where he works.
Es ahí donde logra.
Your faith is crumbled and your sight is gone to short term.
Donde tu fe se desborona y tu vista es de bajo alcance.
And because you're consumed with what you see.
Porque estás consumido por lo que ves.
Or what you hear.
O lo que escuchas.
Okay. And it's amazing how that can consume us, isn't it?
Y es sorprendente cómo nos puede consumir, ¿no es así?
So we got to get above that.
Tenemos que sobrepasarlo.
No, the Lord has to get us above it, but that's what He's doing.
Y el Señor nos tiene que llevar por encima y eso está haciendo.
So my title this morning, just so you have a clue where I'm going to end up.
Y mi título esta mañana es.
Is seed becoming seeds.
La semilla viniendo a ser semillas.
And that has nothing to do with you.
Y no tiene nada que ver contigo.
But like my friend Ron Barnard says, it has everything to do with you.
Mi amigo Ron Barnard dice, tiene todo que ver contigo.
So, let's go to the scripture this morning. Would you turn with me in your Bibles?
Así que vamos a la escritura.
Isaiah chapter 55.
A Isaías 55.
Very familiar scripture to us. Nothing new. Would you stand with me?
Escrituras muy familiarizadas con nosotros.
Verse 8.
Verso 8.
For my thoughts are not your thoughts.
Porque mis pensamientos no son vuestros pensamientos.
He has thoughts about you.
Él tiene pensamientos de ti.
And you have thoughts about yourself.
Y tú tienes pensamientos de ti mismo.
And his thoughts, I guarantee you, are not your thoughts.
Y sus pensamientos te garantizan okay. que no son tus pensamientos, ¿ok?
Neither are my ways.
Estos son
your ways, my ways, saith the Lord.
Ni vuestros caminos, mis caminos, dice Jehová.
For as the heavens.
Como.
Go ahead.
Como son más altos los cielos.
Are higher than the earth.
Que la tierra.
So are my ways higher than your ways.
Así son mis caminos más altos que vuestros
okay,
caminos.
Okay, so I'm going to do something you wouldn't even think about.
Entonces haré algo que tú ni siquiera has pensado.
Okay, I'm going to do something that wouldn't even enter your head.
Haré algo que ni siquiera que viene por sobre tu mente.
Okay, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
Mis pensamientos no son tus
For
pensamientos.
As the rain comes down and the snow from heavens and returns not back.
Porque como desciende de los cielos la lluvia y la nieve y no vuelve allá.
But waters the earth.
Sino que riega la tierra.
And what's the next word? And what?
Maketh.
Maketh it.
Y okay. la hace.
Maketh it do what?
La hace qué?
Bring forth and bud. Okay.
Germinar y producir.
So there's something coming down on it that makes it happen.
Entonces viene algo que desciende y hace que pase.
It doesn't happen of itself.
No pasa por sí mismo.
It doesn't happen of its own will.
No pasa por su propia voluntad.
Its own strength.
Su propia fuerza.
Something happens to it.
Algo le pasa a ello.
Okay, like something happens to you.
Como algo te pasa a ti.
Right.
That it may give, now, that's interesting, give what?
Seed.
To the who?
The sower.
Well, who's the sower?
Y da semilla al que siembra. ¿Quién es el sembrador?
See, I want us to think a little different this morning because we're always focusing on fruit.
Y quiero que nos enfoquemos en algo diferente esta mañana porque siempre nos enfocamos en fruto.
I want to go beyond the fruit to the seed that's in the fruit.
Pero quiero ir algo más allá del fruto, sino la semilla que está en el fruto.
So he's doing this so that the sower who sowed it, which is God,
y él está haciendo esto, así que el sembrador, que es Dios,
will bring forth seeds back to him.
Traerá semillas de vuelta a él.
Okay, and bread to the eater.
Y pan al que come.
So shall my word be that goes out of my mouth.
Así será mi palabra que sale de mi boca.
It shall not return unto me void.
No volverá a mí vacía.
It will accomplish that which I please.
Sino que hará lo que yo quiero.
It will prosper in the thing where I sent it.
Y será prosperada en aquello a la que lo envíe.
Okay, and I'm sending it to you.
Y la enviaré a ti.
So what's the next verse say? For you, who? You. You shall go out with what?
Joy.
Because of what? Because of what I'm doing. Because the rain I'm sending down.
Porque con alegría saldréis.
Because there's a predetermined result of my rain.
Por causa
it's going to bring me
del predeterminamiento de mi lluvia.
Seed.
Habrán semillas.
For you shall go out with joy.
Porque saldrás con alegría.
You shall be led forth with peace.
Y seréis vueltos con paz.
The mountains and the hills shall break forth before
Los montes y collados se levantarán canción delante de ti.
And all the trees of the field shall clap their hands.
Todos los árboles del campo darán palmadas
all
de aplauso.
All nature is groaning and travailing.
Toda la naturaleza está creciendo.
Manifestation. Look what God did.
Por la manifestación.
Look at what his rain brought.
Vea lo que la lluvia trajo.
Look what the husbandman did. How great is he?
¿Cuán okay. grande es él?
Verse 13. Instead of what?
¿En lugar de qué?
That's what we are.
La zarza.
That's how you see yourself.
Eso es lo que somos.
Okay. Instead of the thorn shall come up the what?
¿En lugar de la zarza?
Instead of the briar, that's how we see ourselves.
Crecerán cipres y en lugar
shall
de la
come
ortiga.
Up a what?
Crecerá
and it shall be
arraya.
To the Lord. Oh, I like this. It'll be to the Lord for a what?
Y será Jehová por...
Uh-huh. What have we been thinking about lately?
Es lo que hemos estado pensando al respecto.
It will be to the Lord for a name. Look at what I've done.
Y será para el Señor por un
Remember
nombre.
Remember what he said? Yeah. Not for your sakes, but for the glory of my name have I done this.
No por su beneficio,
he
sino por la gloria
same.
De mi nombre he hecho
oh,
esto.
Oh, look what my name did.
Oh, mira lo que mi nombre
For
es.
An everlasting last sign that shall not be cut off. Isn't that beautiful?
Por señal eterna que nunca será
I
ella.
Hope your faith is raised in a new place today. Mark chapter 4, verse 24.
En Marcos 4, verso 24.
Let me ask you a question.
Déjame preguntarte.
When God
Cuando Dios
wanted Adam protected, what did he give him?
Quería proteger a Adam. ¿Qué le dio?
What did he give him? What did the prophet say?
¿Qué dijo el profeta?
When he sent the apostles out, what did he give them?
Cuando él separó a los apóstoles, ¿qué les dio? Su palabra.
Let me ask you a question.
Déjame preguntarte.
Is the word enough?
¿Es la palabra suficiente?
No, really.
No, en serio.
Is the word enough?
¿Es la palabra suficiente?
We don't act like it is. I'm just going to be honest with you.
No actuamos como si lo fuese. Seré honesto con ustedes.
We don't act like it is.
No actuamos como si lo fuese.
Let's have our own inventions along with it.
Tengamos nuestras propias invenciones.
I'm asking you a question.
Estoy preguntando.
No, this has to go to you, to your heart before God. Is the word enough for you?
Esto primero tiene que ir a tu corazón. ¿Es la palabra suficiente para ti?
Let me ask you another question.
Déjame preguntarte.
Does God want you to have that heart that, Lord, your word is enough for me?
¿Acaso Dios quiere que tu corazón tenga esa palabra?
Because his word is his spirit.
Que su palabra es espíritu.
Come on.
Vamos.
We're talking about original word.
Hablamos de palabra
I'm
original.
Talking about spoken word.
Hablamos de palabra hablada.
I'm talking about the voice of God that had so much power in it that it brought universes into existence.
De la voz de Dios que tiene tanto poder que trajo al universo a existencia.
Is that enough for you?
¿Es eso suficiente para ti?
You better examine yourself.
Es mejor que te examines.
Verse 24.
El verso 24.
And he said unto them, take heed what you hear.
Y le dijo también, mira lo que oís.
With what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you.
Porque con la medida con que medís, os será medido.
And you that hear, more shall be given.
Y aún se os añadirá a vosotros los que oís.
Now there's his word right there.
Ahí está su palabra, justo ahí.
Okay, how are you going to hear it?
¿Cómo oirás?
The very measure that you give to that word is the measure you're going to receive out of it.
La exacta medida que le das a esa palabra es la exacta medida
okay.
que te obtendrás.
So God's putting it in your hand.
Entonces lo pones
like
en tus manos.
Here it is. I'm putting it there. What are you going to do with it?
Está. Te la doy. ¿Qué harás con ello?
Verse 25.
En el verso 25.
If you have, he that have.
Porque el que tiene.
Hath what? The seed, the Spirit of God, to him shall be given.
La palabra del Espíritu de Dios le será dado.
And he that hath not,
y el que no la tiene,
from him shall be taken even that he has.
Aún lo que tiene se le será quitado.
And he said, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed
así es el reino de Dios cuando un hombre echa semilla
into the ground
en la tierra.
And should sleep
y duerme,
and rise night and day, and the seed should spring up and grow up, and he doesn't know how.
De noche de día la semilla brota y crece sin que él sepa cómo.
For the earth brings forth fruit of herself.
Porque de suyo lleva fruto la tierra.
First the blade,
primero
then
hierba,
the ear,
luego espiga.
After that the full corn in the ear.
Después grano lleno en la espiga.
And when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he puts a sickle because the harvest has come.
Cuando el fruto está maduro, enseguida se mete a la hoz porque la siega.
Now, has the sickle come?
¿La siega ha llegado?
What's the sickle?
¿Qué es la siega?
The rapture.
El rapto.
So what's he watching for? Conditions to be met.
Entonces, ¿qué está vigilando él? Las condiciones que sean cumplidas.
And he said, whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God? Or with what comparison shall we compare it?
Decía también, ¿a qué haremos semejante el reino de Dios? ¿Con qué parábola lo compararemos?
It is like a grain of mustard seed.
Es como el grano de mostaza.
Which when it is sown in the earth,
y cuando se siembra en la tierra,
it is less than all the seeds of the earth.
Es la más pequeña de todas las semillas que hay en la
but
tierra.
But when it is sown,
pero cuando, después que es sembrado,
boy, does it grow.
Oh, sí que crece.
Uh-huh. How big does it grow?
¿Cuán grande crece?
And becomes greater than all the herbs.
Se hace la mayor de todas las hortalizas.
Now listen.
Escuche.
He's saying this is the least of all seeds.
Él está diciendo, esta es la más pequeña de todas las
the
semillas.
Least becomes the greatest.
La menor se vuelve a ser la mayor.
Because it's the seed of God.
Porque es la semilla de Dios.
The least seed becomes the greatest herb.
La pequeña semilla vuelve a ser la más grande hortaliza.
Okay. And shoots out great branches so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it.
Y echa grandes ramas de tal manera que las aves del cielo pueden morar bajo su sombra.
Heavenly Father,
Padre
open
Celestial,
the word to us today.
Vivifica tu palabra en nosotros.
Not just on pages, but in our hearts.
No solo palabras,
please,
pero en nuestros
Lord,
corazones.
We need you.
Por favor, te necesitamos.
I ask it in Jesus' name.
Lo pedimos en el nombre
Amen.
De Jesús.
Thanks.
Amén.
You may be seated.
Gracias. Puede tomar asiento.
Now my immediate goal of the day is the solidification of faith.
El objetivo de mi tema es la solidificación de nuestra fe.
And not so much the faith in the Word of God. Could you turn it down just a tad? Or?
No tanto la fe en la palabra de Dios.
Because I know that's a gift.
Porque sé que eso es un regalo.
If I told you to have faith in the Word, you'd...
Si te dijese que tuvieras fe en la palabra,
we already got it.
Ya la tenemos.
I pray that that's the truth.
Oro que sea una verdad.
Okay, I believe it's anchored.
Creo que está anclada.
But the faith I'm longing to see is an unwavering, in an unwavering state.
Pero la fe que estoy deseando ver
is faith we have in ourselves.
Es esta fe que tenemos en nosotros mismos.
What does it mean that you're a son?
Una fe inquebrantable.
Or a daughter.
¿Qué significa para nuestros
How
hijos?
Real is that to you?
Nuestras hijas, ¿cuán reales?
It's real in church.
Es real en la iglesia.
Is it real at work?
Es real en el trabajo.
Is it real when troubles surround you?
Es real cuando los problemas te rodean.
Faith in what you are, faith in who you are.
La fe en que tú eres y en quién
Now
estás.
I know this battle for your faith is continual.
Y sé que esta batalla
It never stops.
Es continua y nunca
But
se detiene.
But I know this, that level of your faith in yourself waxes and wanes.
Pero sé que ese nivel de fe
with our thoughts.
Se adjunta
right
con nuestros pensamientos.
But whatever your direction your thoughts go, there's your faith. It takes the same direction that goes. So if your thoughts are good, your faith is pretty good for the moment.
Si tu fe está bien, todo estará
okay.
bien en el momento.
But when that goes downward, then all of a sudden you just slip and fall and lose everything.
Pero si eso se baja, todo, entonces todo se resbala y pierdes todo.
Okay, now we're confident.
Estamos confiados.
When we're going through the day.
Cuando vamos por
and
el día.
We're blessed by the presence of the Holy Spirit.
Y somos bendecidos por la presencia
del
Espíritu
Santo. And he drops down and all of a sudden you find yourself humming a hymn.
You
don't even know where it came from.
Y no sabes de dónde viene.
Or he puts a scripture in your heart.
Oh, él puso una escritura en tu corazón.
Oh, this is really neat, Lord.
Esto no soy verdaderamente yo,
okay.
Señor.
But then you have an enemy.
Pero entonces tienes un enemigo.
Who's your enemy?
¿Quién es tu enemigo?
What's he called?
¿Cómo se llama?
The accuser of the brother.
El acusador del hermano.
That's his job.
Ese es su trabajo.
He's pretty good at it.
Es muy bueno en ello.
And just keep, you know, he doesn't need your help.
Él no te necesita.
Okay, he does it just pretty well.
Está muy bueno.
So he accuses you.
Él te acusa.
What does he do?
¿Qué hace?
How often does he accuse you?
¿Cuán frecuente te acusa?
Before God.
Ante Dios.
What does the scripture say?
¿Qué dice la escritura?
Day and night.
Día y noche.
Can you imagine that?
¿Podría imaginar eso?
Did you see what Ron did? Did you hear what he thought, Lord?
¿Viste lo que Ron hizo?
What a loser.
¿Escuchaste lo que él pensó? Qué perdedor.
That's what he does.
Eso es lo que él hace.
No, he does it all day and he does it all night before God.
Él lo hace todo el día y toda la noche ante Dios.
Okay. Think of that.
Piensa
no, come on. I want you to think about that.
Vamos, quiero que piense al respecto.
So, if he's accusing you
si él te está acusando
before God
ante Dios,
do you think he accuses you to you?
¿Crees que él te acusa?
Does he point out everything that's wrong?
¿Crees que él apunta todo lo que está mal?
Okay, does he condemn you for your thoughts that aren't perfect?
¿Te condenará por tus pensamientos que son perfectos?
He's pretty good at it, isn't
él es
he?
Muy bueno a eso, no sé si.
So next thing you know, where's your faith?
La próxima cosa que sabes es dónde está tu fe.
Okay. So, if we didn't have an advocate with the Father,
si no tuviéramos un abogado con el Padre,
so here's the throne of God.
Aquí está el trono de Dios.
Here's the accuser of the brethren before him.
Aquí está el acusador de los hermanos ante él.
Constantly picking you apart.
Constantemente desmenuzándote.
Here's God.
Aquí está Dios.
Okay. But here's the Son.
Pero aquí está el Hijo.
Father.
padre.
Yeah, they might have done that.
Sí, quizás lo hicieron.
You remember what Brother Branham says?
¿Recuerda lo que el hermano Branham dice?
Ring of blood around the world.
Un anillo de sangre alrededor del mundo.
And he says every time I thought something or did something and it would go up and it would, he would.
Y todo el tiempo que pensé de que alguien hizo algo y iba a ir hasta arriba,
he would see Jesus. Brother Branham saw this vision.
Entonces, hermano Branham vio esta visión de Jesús, la sangre alrededor del mundo.
And every single time,
en cada momento,
he made a mistake. And what did he say? I failed him. What?
Él cometía un error.
500 times a day, something like that.
Él fallaba cuántas? 500 veces al día, algo así.
So I'm going through something right now.
Estoy pasando para atrás de algo.
He's making me very aware of these 500 things every day.
Me está haciendo
I don't like me very well.
Veces. No me gusto a mí mismo.
But it makes me love my Lord more and more, I'll tell you that.
Pero me gusta, me hace amar más y más a mi Señor.
Okay? Because Brother Branham saw that ring and when he wanted to condemn somebody.
Cuando el hermano Branham vio ese anillo y quería condenar a alguien.
Okay, the lady that wasn't living right.
La señorita que estaba no estaba
bien. Took him outside.
El señor lo tomó fuera.
So see that blood.
¿Ves esa sangre?
Le dijo. See you.
Te veo a ti.
Do you see what you're doing to your Savior?
¿Ves lo que está yendo a tu Salvador?
And how many times a day he, those things go up and they hit him.
¿Y cuántas veces al día van hacia arriba y le
pegan? Father, forgive them. Look at me, not him.
Perdónales.
Now, how about you to your brothers and sisters?
¿Y cuál, qué hay de tus hermanos y hermanas?
Where's the Spirit of Christ?
¿Dónde está el Espíritu de Cristo?
Huh. What about the accuser?
¿Qué hay del acusador?
What part does he play in your life?
¿Qué parte él juega en tu vida?
Not accusing you, but everybody else around you.
No acusándote de ti, pero todo el mundo alrededor tuyo.
Okay. So we got a battle.
Entonces tenemos una batalla.
But we're overcomers and we have to overcome these things.
Pero somos
but we have to be aware that they're there.
Somos vencedores, tenemos que vencer y estar conscientes que están ahí.
Okay. It's him.
Es él.
And he assaults you.
Y él te asalta.
The enemy assaults you.
El enemigo te asalta.
With something.
En algunas cosas.
Or somebody.
O sobre alguien.
Okay. That grates on your nerves.
Que son grandes en tus nervios.
Whispers things in your ears.
Susurra cosas a tu oído.
And those things that he whispers are always contrary to your soul, aren't they?
Y esas cosas que te susurra son contrarias siempre a tu alma, ¿no es así?
And that brings conflict.
Y trae conflicto.
And then it gets more convincingly.
Y viene a ser más convincente.
Have you noticed how convincing the devil's voice is to you?
¿Has notado cuán convincente la voz del diablo es a ti?
And you think you're son.
¿Y tú crees que tú eres hijo?
Daughter?
¿Hija?
Fool.
Tonto.
Bride?
Novia?
Not you.
¿Eres tú?
Yeah.
Sí.
Very convincing he is, isn't he?
Muy convincente, ¿no es así?
There he is.
Ahí está.
Now, somewhere there's going to be a bride.
En algún lado habrá una novia.
That raises above all this.
Que se levante por sobre todo
faith.
Esto. En fe.
Okay, through all of her shortcomings.
A través de todas sus cosas.
I just had a wonderful talk with. I always go and pray with Josh before.
Siempre voy a en oraciones con Josh antes.
So we were talking.
Estábamos hablando.
And we were talking about sonship. He said.
Y estábamos hablando de.
You know the prodigal. He was very. Very conscious of his sonship.
Él estaba muy consciente de.
Well, he was thinking before.
De serlo.
He took the money and left to go live with the world. But I was thinking.
Él tomó el dinero y se fue a vivir al mundo y estaba pensando.
He also was very conscious of his sonship.
Él estaba muy consciente de su posición de hijo.
When he was covered with pig slop.
Cuando estaba cubierto.
Isn't that amazing? In the middle of his mess.
De tanta suciedad, en el medio de su suciedad.
Okay, the Bible says we've heard this. We know the Bible says he came to himself.
Recuerda que la Biblia dice él vino hacia él mismo.
I remember what else it said. He turned to man, and there wasn't any man to help him.
Recuerda lo que él dijo, se volvió al hombre, no había hombre que lo ayudara.
Okay. But he was conscious of his sonship even in that mess.
Pero él estaba consciente de que era
I'll
hijo.
Go to my father.
Incluso
you'll help
en esa suciedad, iré a
Isn't
mi padre.
Beautiful?
¿No es eso hermoso?
I'll go to my father.
Iré a mi padre.
Now, Brother Branham tells us
el hermano Branham nos dice
that faith is unconscious. Remember him saying that?
Que la fe es inconsciente.
Okay. Because he's looking at the things, there's things, actions around us that we don't question.
Porque viendo esas cosas que están alrededor de nosotros, que no cuestionamos.
You never question, you're absolutely unconscious every time you flip a switch for electricity.
Todo el tiempo que cambias un interruptor para la electricidad.
Okay, or turn the water faucet on.
Tú abres el grifo del agua.
It's going to happen.
Pasará.
Now, Brother Branham.
Ahora el hermano Branham.
Watched the Spirit of God so much.
Caminó atrás del Espíritu de Dios tanto.
Paying attention to the little things.
Prestando atención a las cosas pequeñas.
God is here. That's what I was trying to tell you last week. God is here. God is here.
God is here. Aquí.
And he's going to make every single little thing
y hará que cada pequeña cosa
work together for your good.
Opere para usted para
because
bien.
He's infinite.
Porque él es
okay?
infinito.
Now,
ahora,
that's simple faith.
Esa pequeña fe.
Single-minded faith.
Esa fe de mente,
but we know the outcome of each action.
Pero sabemos el resultado de cada acción.
Okay. Now, you don't know the outcome of your actions yet.
Ahora, no sabes el resultado de tus acciones, ¿no es así?
And you say my actions are going to block my faith.
Y dices que mis acciones bloquearán mi fe.
My actions are going to cause trouble.
Mis acciones causarán problema.
Okay. We have to get to the point.
Debemos llegar al punto
where you have an unconscious faith about you. Because God is in you, because you're His seed.
Una fe inconsciente de ti, porque Dios está en ti.
So with that, there's three points I'm going to address today.
Y estos tres puntos abordaré.
Number one.
Número uno.
I feel led. You are the reason and the purpose of the message of the hour.
Tú eres la razón y el propósito del mensaje de la hora.
Okay. Number two.
Número dos.
I want to review real quickly the three elements that we mentioned last week that are all coming together. Predetermined event or spiritual happening.
Los tres elementos que mencionamos la semana pasada.
Predetermined time.
Evento predeterminado.
And the conditions.
A la condición.
And then I want to end on this third point. The seed fell into the ground for two things.
Y el tercero, la semilla cayó al suelo por dos cosas.
Okay. Fruit and seed.
Fruto y semilla.
Number one.
Número uno.
Brother Branham taught us that you are the attributes of God.
El hermano Branham nos enseñó que éramos atributos de Dios.
So who are you as son and daughter of God?
Entonces, ¿quién eres tú como hijo o hija de Dios?
You are part of God.
Eres parte de Dios.
You are genes of God.
Eres genes de Dios.
Okay, you are sons of, Brother Branham calls you sons of faith.
Eres hijos, el hermano Branham le llama hijos de fe.
Sons of Abraham.
Hijos de Abraham.
It is you who give God a reason and purpose of being.
Y somos nosotros
He
quienes
needs you.
Les damos razón de ser.
He's not complete without you.
Él no está completo sin nosotros.
He needs you.
Te necesita.
Okay. Now we're the ones that give purpose for his attributes.
Somos aquellos los que le dimos propósito
okay.
a sus atributos.
He had to be father.
Él tenía
you
que
have
ser
to be
padre.
There to make him father.
Tienes
he
que estar ahí para
savior.
Hacerle padre. Tienes que
you
ser
had
salvador.
To be there to save.
Tienes que estar ahí para hacerle salvador.
Right? What part do you play?
¿Verdad? ¿Qué
How
parte
important
tú juegas?
Are you to God? Okay.
¿Cuán importante eres tú para Dios?
Okay. So, somewhere in these things, our faith has to rise up over everything that we see and assess of ourselves into what the Word says, period.
De alguna manera tenemos que elevarnos por sobre todo esto y vernos donde la palabra nos enseña.
Ask you a question. What good is a redeemer without having something to redeem?
¿Cuán bueno, te preguntaré, cuán bueno es nuestro redentor?
Let's glorify the redeemer. Oh, well, I'm not good enough to be, no. Then you just took away his meaning and his purpose. Okay?
Si tú no, entonces tú quitas todo el significado y su propósito.
So what is God all about? It's about you.
¿Qué es?
What's this message all about?
¿Qué es Dios? ¿De qué se trata todo este mensaje?
It's for a bride.
Es acerca de ti, de una novia.
That's what's sent.
Es por ello que ha sido enviado.
But in Genesis 2, this is from the message adoption.
Pero en Génesis 2, del mensaje de adopción.
He says in Genesis 2,
in Genesis 2,
when he made man,
cuando él hizo al hombre,
he said, I am J-H-W-H.
Él dijo, yo soy
Jehovah.
J-V-H-U,
then
Jehovah.
He makes this statement or a question. He says, what does that mean?
Y hace esta declaración. ¿Qué significa?
What does J-H-W-H mean?
¿Qué significa J-V-H-U?
He says that this is what it means. I am the self-existent one.
Él dice, yo soy el que, autoexistente,
who created something off of myself,
que ha creado algo fuera de mí mismo,
to be a son.
Para ser hijo mío.
Isn't that beautiful? That's
eso
what it means. That's what J-H-W-H means.
Eso es lo que J-H-V-U significa.
Or a temporary.
Algo temporal.
Or an amateur god.
Un dios aficionado.
A little one of mine.
Un pequeño mío.
Wow, glory.
Oh, gloria.
He gave man.
Él le dio al hombre.
And then he says it again. Jehovah means.
Él dijo nuevamente, okay. Jehová significa.
Jehovah means.
Jehová significa.
So he isn't self-existence anymore.
Entonces él ya no es el autoexistente nomás.
He exists with his family.
Él existe con su familia.
Okay, he needs you.
Él te necesita.
Elohim.
Elohim.
Now he is Jehovah.
Ahora él es Jehová.
Jehovah.
Jehová.
Meaning the one who exists with his family.
El que quiere decir el que existe con su familia. Ahí está.
The one who exists with his family.
El que existe con
Who's
su familia.
His family.
Con su familia.
You're his family.
Tú eres su familia.
Now God made man in the to be predominant over all the earth.
Ahora Dios hizo al hombre para que fuera predominante sobre toda
he
la tierra.
He had a dominion.
Él tenía dominio.
And the earth was man's dominion.
Y la tierra era dominio del hombre.
Is that the scripture?
¿Es esa escritura?
Okay.
Entonces.
Then if it's if that's his domain, he was God over the earth.
Si ese era el dominio, él era Dios de la tierra.
So he could speak,
podía hablar,
and it would be so.
Y así sería.
He would speak this, and it would be so.
Él podía decir esto, y así
so
sería.
There he is,
oh, ahí está.
God, Jehovah,
Dios, Jehová,
the one who exists in self-existence,
el que una vez existió en existencia propia,
but now with his family,
pero ahora con su familia,
his little ones with him.
Y sus pequeños con él.
So where did those little ones come from?
Entonces, ¿de dónde vienen esos
Out
pequeños?
From him.
Fuera de él.
So, why I'm doing this morning,
¿por qué estoy haciendo esto esta mañana?
There's this movement,
es un movimiento
in the message,
en el mensaje,
among believers,
entre creyentes,
that say,
¿qué dice?
The prophet is the pinnacle of everything God wanted and existed.
El profeta es el pináculo de todo lo que Dios creía.
Our job is to identify,
nuestro trabajo es
to listen, which we do.
Escuchar lo que hacemos.
Every one of us loves this message. It's more than life to
cada
us.
Uno de nosotros ama este mensaje, es más que vida para nosotros.
Okay. But what else is he doing?
Pero, ¿qué más está haciendo él?
What's he want to do in you?
¿Qué quiere hacer él en ti?
He wants more out of you than pressing play.
Ellos, él quiere algo más
he wants
de
you
ti
to manifest
que solo presionar y escucha.
If so. Mm-hmm. So we go to 1 Corinthians 3.
Vamos a Primera de Corintios 3.
Okay. Verse 3 again. And these are old scriptures to us.
Verso 3. Y estas son escrituras antiguas para nosotros.
1 Corinthians.
Primera de Corintios 3.
Okay. For you are yet carnal, for whereas some among you there's envying and strife and divisions.
Porque aún sois carnales, pues habiendo vosotros entre vosotros celos.
Are you not carnal and walk as men?
Contiendas, disensiones, no soy carnales y andáis como hombres.
Okay, for while one saith, I am of Paul.
Porque diciendo uno, yo soy cierto de Pablo.
No, that's like somebody saying today, I am of William Branham.
Y es exactamente como nos dicen, soy de William Branham.
Come on.
Vamos.
Paul was the messenger of the age.
Pablo era el mensajero de la edad.
Okay, and another say, I am of Apollos, are you not carnal?
Y el otro dice, soy de Apolo, ¿no sois carnales?
Who then is Paul?
Entonces,
isn't that an amazing statement?
¿No es una sorprendente declaración?
Who is Paul?
¿Quién es Pablo?
Who is William Branham?
¿Quién es William Branham?
Okay, he's one.
Él es uno.
By whom you believed.
Por el cual tú creíste. Es el misterio.
Okay,
el
even as the Lord gave to every man.
Es el regalo que Dios
I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase.
Yo he plantado, Apolo ha regado, pero Dios tiene ese crecimiento.
Things.
Sabemos estas cosas.
All right. So, who are you in God's economy?
Entonces, ¿quién eres tú en la economía de Dios?
Okay. It doesn't end with the glorious life of the prophet, which it was a glorious life and we love it.
No termina con la gloriosa vida del profeta, lo cual fue
there.
Y amamos.
Because the life of that seed has to go in and come out and reproduce itself.
Es porque la vida de esa semilla tiene que salir y reproducirse
okay.
Sí misma.
We know verses 7, 8, and 9. We've been through these so many times. End of the chapter.
El final del capítulo,
verse 21 and 22.
Y 22.
Okay, therefore let no man glory in men, for all things are yours.
Así que ninguno se gloríe en los hombres, porque todo es de vosotros.
Okay, now Brother Branham in the seventh seal.
El hermano Branham
he
en el
says, don't
séptimo
you call any man great.
Dijo, no llames a ningún hombre grandioso.
Come on, that's what he said.
Vamos, eso es lo que él dice.
Because there's no great man among us.
Porque no hay hombre grande entre
there's
nosotros.
Only the great one among us.
Solo está el okay. grande entre nosotros.
He says, let no man glory in men, for all things are what? Yours.
Así okay. que ninguno
verse
se gloríe,
22,
porque todo eso
whether
es,
Paul,
es vuestro.
Okay, Paul is yours.
Pablo es tuyo, Apolo es tuyo.
Apollos, Cephas, or the world, Cephas. Or life, or death, or things present, or things to come, all are yours.
El you mundo, la vida, la muerte, todo es tuyo.
And Christ is God's, period.
I'm trying to build you
up. You've got to rise up above the things and incidences of life into the Word of God so you know, no matter what, the Word is true.
Tú tienes que sobrepasar todas las cosas en la vida, no importa qué.
This is passing,
la palabra
that
de Dios
is true.
Es real. Todo esto es pasajero.
That cannot fail.
Dios es real.
Right?
Eso no puede fallar.
Okay. Now, that's why we've quoted, and so many of these things are so important for us in Christ, the mystery of God, where Brother Branham says he came to have preeminence in his church.
Y es por eso que citamos estas cosas en Cristo, es el misterio de Dios. Hermano Branham cita
in order to have that preeminence, he had an anointed man.
En orden de tener esa preeminencia, tuvo un hombre ungido.
But he anointed that man.
Pero él ungió ese hombre.
So he could anoint people.
Así que él podía ungir a
gente. So now it's, he says, now it's the anointed people.
Ahora él dice, ahora es gente ungida.
Right.
¿Verdad?
What are you anointed with?
¿Con qué estás ungido?
The Spirit of God,
el Espíritu de
the
Dios,
seed of God,
la semilla de Dios,
the Word of God.
La palabra de Dios.
He has given you eyes to see.
Te ha dado ojos para
he has
ver.
Given you ears to hear.
Te ha oído oídos
He's
para
given
oír.
You a heart to perceive.
Un corazón para percibir.
To bring back the anointed bride and bridegroom.
Para traer la novia ungida y el del novio.
So then, in seed is not there with the shuck, which I've been in the last couple of weeks.
Y ahí que la semilla no era la con la cáscara.
He's talking about Abraham and Hagar and Sarah and Mary.
Él está hablando de Abraham, Agar, Sara y
Hagar and Sarah.
Agar y Sara.
Okay, Sarah and Mary.
Sara y María.
Mary wasn't the seed, she was a carrier of the seed.
María no era la semilla, era la portadora de la semilla.
Now she brought forth the seed.
Así que ella trajo la semilla.
Okay. And upon the earth came the genuine image of God himself again.
Y sobre la tierra vino la imagen de Dios nuevamente.
Which was God, the Logos.
Lo que era Dios, el Logos.
Made flesh and dwelt among us.
Hecho carne y habitó entre nosotros.
Now that same Logos has a part.
Ahora ese mismo logo se ha dividido.
Did you hear what I just said?
¿Escuchó lo que dije?
The Logos has a part.
El Logos se ha dividido.
And you, just something in your heart says, hey, that's me.
Y algo en tu corazón dice, hey, okay. Ese soy yo.
He's got a bride.
Tiene una novia.
And the same Logos, this word that cannot be tampered with, is brooding over you.
Y ese Logos está habitando sobre ti.
The Holy Spirit's brooding over you.
Está
watching over you.
Está habitando
like a
sobre
hand,
ti, vigilando.
Caring for you,
cuidándote,
like a shepherd. Watching over you.
Un pastor vigilándote.
Okay, brooding over the churches today.
Frotando sobre las iglesias hoy.
Trying to bring back the word to its full manifestation.
Trayendo la palabra de vuelta a completa manifestación.
And he said, now the prophets.
Y él dice, los profetas.
Now listen to what he says.
Y escucha lo que él dice.
They were carriers to that seed.
Hay acarreadores para esa semilla.
They weren't the seed. They were carriers to the seed.
Hay acarreadores, cargadores para esa semilla.
Now of course they were the seed, same as you are the seed.
Claro, tú eres la
what
semilla.
What I'm saying is, they were carriers to the seed. There was a difference.
Pero habían cargadores para sus semillas, algo diferente.
So the word is for you.
Así que la palabra es para ti.
Again, I just want this. There's a bride.
Hay una novia.
When Brother Branham had the vision.
Cuando hermano Branham tuvo la visión.
Preview of the bride. What was his vision?
Un previo de la novia. ¿Cuál fue la visión?
When he saw the first bride.
Cuando él vio la primera novia.
Then he saw the American bride, the American church.
Vio a la novia americana.
And he cried.
Él lloró.
Why was he crying?
Porque
what
estaba
was his frustration?
¿Cuál fue su
all of my labor, all of my work,
todo.
All of my submitting to you, all of my sacrifice of life, and
todo
this is all
it did. ¿Y es todo lo que esto hizo?
Okay, but then the bride came into preview again.
Pero la novia vino nuevamente.
And again, just real quick, on when the American church came into view, what did she look like?
Cuando la novia, la iglesia
what
americana,
kind of music did he hear?
¿Qué clase de música escuchó?
What was Christian music like in '60s?
¿Cómo era la música cristiana en los 60s?
Was there such a thing even at that time of Christian rock?
Había algo así como rock cristiano.
And it says she wasn't dressed.
Y dice que no estaba vestida.
Now listen.
Escucha.
I want you to notice this.
Quiero que note esto.
She had newspapers in front of her, but she wasn't wearing them.
Ella All tenía you could periódicos que la vestían.
Okay. So she was covered.
Estaba cubierta.
Herself in newspapers.
En periódicos.
And look at the modern church today.
Y mira la iglesia moderna.
If you saw things and prophecies over and over and everything, and God's going to do this and this and this, and Trump's going to be back in August by... No, this is what they're saying.
Y si ves en profecías que Dios va a hacer esto y que Trump va a volver, no.
It's news, news, news.
Noticias, noticias, noticias.
Listening to rock and roll in their churches.
Metiendo el rock and
roll.
There
she is. Exactly what he saw.
Exactamente lo que él vio.
Okay, but here comes the bride.
Pero aquí viene la novia.
She was dressed.
Y ella estaba vestida.
She had put the word on.
Ella se había puesto
she
la
palabra. She was wearing it.
Y la estaba vistiendo.
Okay. Who are you?
¿Quién eres tú?
What does it mean that you're a son or a daughter of God?
¿Qué
How
significa?
Real is that to you?
¿Que eres hijo, hija de Dios? ¿Cuán real es eso a ti?
Is it real when you're in the middle of battles?
¿Es real cuando estás en medio de batallas?
Let me ask you a question. Can Satan talk you out of it?
¿Acaso Satanás te puede sacar de ahí?
If he can convince you or sí. talk you out of it, then you don't have the revelation yet and you'd better get it.
Right. Te convence, te saca, entonces no tienes la revelación. Mejor la, que la obtengas.
Okay. Number two.
Número dos.
Short one, just a little quick review.
Una pequeña aquí.
Three elements that need to come together when God is fulfilling His word.
Los tres elementos tienen que venir a estar juntos cuando Dios cumpla su palabra.
Okay. There's a predestinated event or spiritual happening.
Hay un evento predestinado, un acontecimiento espiritual.
There's a predetermined timeline.
Hay un tiempo predeterminado.
There's a predetermined condition that he will work out in the lives of those that will be fulfilled.
Hay una condición right? predeterminada en la cual obrará él en la vida de estos.
Okay. Now, this was given to me this week.
Y esto me fue dado esta semana.
From Christ, the mystery of God revealed.
De Cristo, el misterio de Dios revelado.
The vindicated word in his body is his very victory and the reason for his death.
La palabra vindicada a su cuerpo es la razón de su muerte.
Okay. So there's a predetermined, this death has to happen, so this can happen, so that can happen, right?
Esto tipo tiene que pasar para que esto pase,
¿verdad? So what happens with that because of that death?
Entonces, ¿qué pasa por causa de esa muerte?
In the hearts of the bride.
Hay lamento en el corazón de la novia a través de siete edades de iglesia.
It grows. It grows. It keeps growing. It becomes more real.
Continúa creciendo.
And it goes from a thought.
Y va de un pensamiento.
It goes from a liturgy. Come on, Luther, Wesley, and it comes into this life,
to
this glorious life of the Spirit of God made manifest.
A esta vida gloriosa, el Espíritu de Dios manifiesta.
And that vindicated word in you is the reason for his death.
Y esa palabra vindicada en ti es la razón de su muerte.
So it had to come through these channels, through this timing, into this time now, for this
tiempos.
To be made, this condition to be met.
Para que sea esta condición hecha.
See the death. Not in the spirit.
Vea la muerte, no en el espíritu.
Okay, but when he died,
pero cuando él murió,
he only died in the flesh.
Solo murió en la carne.
His spirit went to hell and preached to the souls in prison.
Su espíritu fue al infierno y le predicó a las almas.
His prisión. Flesh only died.
Su carne solo murió.
He raised it up again and quickened it.
Él se levantó y la vivificó.
Now, what does that represent?
Ahora, ¿qué representa?
That's his body.
Ese es su cuerpo.
It's been laying in the dead,
había sido,
but gradually began to come to reformation.
Había quedado en muerte, pero
but
se
now
levanta en transformación.
She, the body of Christ, is
Ahora,
standing on her feet.
Ella, el cuerpo de Cristo, está levantada
okay.
en sus pies.
Now, there's the elements.
Aquí están los elementos.
Then he goes on at the end. Paying attention to the little things.
Prestándole atención a las pequeñas
He's
cosas.
Done. Now I want you to think.
Y quiero que
Christ,
piense.
The mystery of God revealed.
Cristo, el misterio de Dios
It's a long
revelado.
Message, several hours.
Un gran mensaje, right? muchas horas.
What time did it start?
¿A qué hora él empezó?
How many words were in there?
¿Cuántas
spoken?
Palabras habían ahí?
How was the Spirit controlling the words that came out?
como el Espíritu controlaba las palabras que salían.
So that when he was done,
cuando él terminó,
he says not knowing, he says being spiritual,
no sabiendo él, siendo espiritual,
you watch spiritual things,
viendo cosas espirituales,
not knowing this,
no conociéndolas,
God knows it,
Dios las conoce.
He says turn around and look at the clock.
Él dice, gira y mira el reloj.
Now that wasn't just a clue or a circumstance. That was God.
Ahora eso no fue una, ni una señal.
That was God that orchestrated all of the words to be spoken, the timing of the day, the everything, so that when he finished his last words, they could look and it would be exactly 2 o'clock. Think of that.
Todas las cosas que él habló, él luego dijo, mira, volteate, ve el reloj. Exactamente, fue Dios.
Okay. He says, what does that mean?
¿Qué significa?
He says, the second, it's the end of the second pole.
Este, él dice, es el final del segundo jalón.
Think of that.
Piénsalo.
Remember what he said, I pay attention to the little things.
Recuerda lo que él dijo, estaba prestando atención a las pequeñas cosas.
He's going to make everything work perfectly.
Él hará todo perfecto.
Who are you?
¿Quién eres tú?
Okay, the ones unto whom the end of the ages has come, that he has made you in this place, in this time, to be manifest sons and daughters of God, and nothing's going to stop it because you're predestinated to it. Rise up in faith, O children of God.
Elévense en fe, pequeños hijos de Dios.
Okay. Then the congregation sings.
La congregación canta.
And they don't realize what's going on.
Y no se dan cuenta de lo que
está
pasando.
But they sing an octave higher.
Pero están cantando en alto.
And he said, did you notice that?
¿Notaron eso?
He says, notice what the Spirit did.
¿Notaron lo que el Espíritu hizo?
He says they took the same song and picked it up an octave higher.
Él tomó la misma canción y la elevó.
The next pull's at hand.
Una octava. Mm. El próximo tirón, jalón, está a la mano.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
Oh, pues sí, son las dos.
And every little thing he saw meant something from God.
Y todas pequeñas cosas.
Next thing, number three.
La número tres.
We're going to again go to this.
Iremos nuevamente a
eso. Let's look past the fruit to the seed and the fruit.
Miremos más allá
okay,
de la
going
fruta,
to John
la
chapter 12 with me.
Vamos a Juan 12.
And we're going to look, we could look at so many verses, we're going to look at only one.
Veremos solo uno.
Verse 24.
Verso 24.
Okay. Now. Verily.
De cierto.
Truly.
De cierto os digo.
Truly, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat,
que es el trigo, el grano de trigo,
or a grain of wheat, we would call it,
el grano de trigo,
fall into the ground and die,
no cae en la tierra y muere,
it abides alone,
y queda solo,
but if it dies, it bringeth forth much fruit.
Pero si muere, lleva mucho fruto.
Now the next thing he says, he that loves his life,
y lo próximo que él dice, el que ama su vida,
he's saying, I don't love my life.
Él dice, yo no amo mi vida.
I'm going to not try to keep it.
Trataré de no retenerla.
I hate my life in this world.
Odio mi vida en este mundo.
But I'm going to keep it to eternal life.
Pero la mantendré en el
But I'm falling into the ground.
La estoy haciendo
so
que
here's the picture.
Aquí está la foto.
Here's the picture. Okay. So here's the ground.
Aquí está el
here's
suelo.
The sower sows the seed. But now Brother Branham tells us, when that seed falls into the ground, everything around that seed has to rot and die and decay.
Right?
But there's life in that seed. Mark chapter 4, the sower raises up and there's a little blade sticking out of the ground. Oh, hallelujah. There's life. So he said, there's life.
Oh, hallelujah, hay vida.
There's my wheat crop is coming.
Well,
Brother Branham calls us so many times, potentially.
It
grows higher. Okay, then he says there's comes, and all of a sudden there's little things starting to form that look like wheat. You know, and then the wheat goes into the tassel, like Brother Branham says, and then into the shuck, and there's a little thing that looks like that. But it's still a carrier, because you got to break that thing open. And finally, out of that is the that.
Y sale.
I'm going to ask you the difference.
Le preguntaré la diferencia.
He plants one. How many does he get?
Él planta uno y cuántas él obtendrá.
Out of one seed.
De una
how many
semilla,
does he get? 10, 20, 40, 50, 100?
10, 20, 40, 100.
Depends on the rain and the everything, okay? So when the combine comes, and all of these wheats here, seeds.
Todas esas semillas combinadas.
And you can put them all on a table.
y las pones en
una you know, they all look alike.
¿Cómo se verán?
What do they look like?
¿Cómo lucirán?
They look just like that.
Se verán igual como la
Can you tell any difference between this one and that one?
¿Podrías decir la diferencia entre
Let's go 10 generations, 100 generations, 1,000 generations, whatever. The wheat looks like the wheat.
La hierba es como la hierba.
How does the scientist identify, oh, that's a wheat seed?
¿Cómo los científicos
Well, it looks like a wheat seed. It's shaped like a wheat seed. It has the consistency of it's wheat.
Pero
Planet,
es hierba.
It gets more wheat.
Hierba da más hierba.
So this is Jesus.
Este es Jesús.
What is he saying?
¿Qué está diciendo?
I have to fall in the ground.
Tengo que caer al suelo.
Okay? Because here's, okay, Alfred.
Porque aquí Alfred, aquí está Alfred.
Here's Mary.
Aquí está María.
Right? Here's Pete.
Aquí está Pedro.
And on down the road. Here's David.
Aquí está David.
Well, what's this?
¿O qué es esto?
Unless the corn of ground grain falls into, corn of wheat falls into the ground and die, abides alone, but if it dies, it's a father and his children.
A menos que la semilla caiga,
it's J-H-W-H. What does that mean? I'm with my family.
Estoy con mi familia.
What's the process? I had to be. So what's this?
¿Cuál es el proceso?
What did this wheat have to do with being there?
¿Qué tiene
did
que
he create itself?
Esta hierba,
did
ahí?
He say, I'm going to make myself a wheat?
Él diciéndose, me haré, yo
Where did
me
he come
hierba?
From?
¿De dónde salió esto?
So when we're going into the scripture.
Cuando vamos a las escrituras.
Yeah. Okay. You.
Si tú,
are him.
Eres él.
That has been multiplied and divided.
Él será multiplicado.
Is that true or not?
¿Es eso verdad o no?
So who are you?
Entonces, ¿quién eres tú?
Really, who are you?
¿En serio, quién
where
eres?
Can this sink down where my faith isn't going to be altered by circumstance?
Amen.
Because right now our faith is altered by circumstance
Porque
and crushed by circumstance, okay?
Está siendo
you are the reason he fell into the ground.
Tú eres la razón por la cual él cayó
you
al suelo.
Are the reason of his death.
Tú eres la razón de su muerte.
The reason of his death
la razón de su
was
muerte.
The word manifested today.
Fue la palabra manifiesta
are you with me? Who are you,
¿Quién eres
sons
tú?
And daughters of God?
Hijos e hijas de Dios.
Okay. Romans 8:28.
Romanos 8:28.
You don't have to turn there.
No tienes que ir.
Okay. Everything works together for good to them that are divinely summoned, the called, right, according to his purpose. What's his purpose?
Sabemos que hemos
sonship.
Llamados divinamente.
No, more than that.
Todo esto obra para bien.
Not just sonship.
¿Qué es
sonship
eso?
In the image of the Son. He knows the end from the
Hijos
beginning.
A la imagen del hijo.
It's not a seed. It's going to be a seed that looks like the seed.
No es una semilla que lucirá
That's what Brother
semilla.
Branham said. It's coming back to seed time.
Es lo que el hermano Branham
so
dice. Está volviendo
this
a la
seed
tiempo
that
de
fell
semilla.
Into the ground through seven church ages.
Cayó al suelo
now we see the seed again.
Edades de iglesia.
Okay.
Y vemos la semilla
but
tras.
That seed, the Lord Jesus Christ,
esta semilla del
again
Cristo.
Multiplied. And now you're here.
Nuevamente multiplicado
but
y
you are
aquí.
A part of him. And you came out from him.
Y sales de él.
Okay. You're predestinated.
Predestinado.
Oh, let's turn there.
Vamos allá.
It's just Romans 8.
En Romanos 8.
Things that you never get tired of, do you?
Las cosas de las cuales nunca te cansas.
We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose.
Sabemos que todas las cosas obran a bien aquellos que son de Dios llamados de acuerdo a su
propósito. You have to take both of those that are called and those that are You know, those that are love him and those that are called
Aquellos
to his purpose.
Amados y amados,
you are called to his purpose. What's his purpose?
¿Cuál es su propósito?
Predestinated you. Okay. Why?
¿Por qué?
Because he wants to be the firstborn of many just like him.
Porque él quiere ser el primogénito de
he muchos. Wants to be, I want more ¿Qué? Of me.
Él quiere que hayan más
okay.
de él.
I still love a statement that C.T. Studd made, the missionary to Africa from England. What a mighty man.
Aún amo esta declaración.
What a true, grit warrior of the faith.
Qué grandioso guerrero de la fe.
You've got to go on the internet and there's a picture in one of the places that shows the estate and he was raised in this huge mansion.
Él fue criado en esta gran mansión.
In England. I mean, huge.
En Inglaterra, enorme.
Okay, and it shows the last second part of him as him in Africa in his tent.
Y él muestra la segunda
Sweaty,
parte.
Sweaty, dirty,
en
filthy.
En África, en esta tienda.
Typhoid over and over. malaria over and over.
Sudado con tifoidea y malaria.
He had a joy bursting in his heart. I said, I want to see 100 and 1,000 and 10,000 little Jesuses walking around.
Y tenía esta fe diciendo, quiero ver cientos y miles, miles.
Hey out there, I want to see a whole bunch of little Jesuses.
¿Quieres ver estos un montón de
Jesus? Who are you? Where did you come from?
¿Quién eres tú? ¿De dónde vienes?
Okay. This is what you're predestinated. This is what you're called for. Now, I want you to go to Matthew 13.
Vamos a Mateo
We're going to look at a couple scriptures here.
Leeremos una
parte. If anybody wants to question and doubting serpent seed, take him to this. Jesus spells it out. There's a whole bunch of parables out there, but this is one place where you can say
Hay muchas parábolas,
Jesus
este lugar.
Is interpreting his own parable.
Es donde Jesús está interpretando
okay.
su propia parábola.
Verse 24,
Matthew
13, and another parable, he said, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man which sowed good seed in the field.
El reino de los cielos semejante a un hombre que sembró buena semilla en su campo.
And while he slept, the enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way.
Mientras dormían los hombres, vino el enemigo, sembró cizaña entre el trigo y se fue.
But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, it appeared the tares also.
Y cuando salió la hierba y dio fruto, entonces apareció también la cizaña.
Okay. So the servants of the householder
entonces los hijos del padre
came and said unto him, Sir, didn't you sow good seed in the field?
Dijeron, Señor, ¿no sembraste buena semilla en tu campo?
Where do these tares come from?
¿De dónde pues sale esta cizaña?
And he said unto them, an enemy did this.
Y les dijo, un enemigo ha hecho esto.
Okay, now we go to the end.
Y vamos al final.
Okay. In verse 34, he sends a multitude away.
Él llama a la gente
and
fuera.
Then he interprets his own parable.
Y él interpreta
in verse
su propia
37,
parábola, en el 37.
Okay, and he answered and said unto them, He that sows the good seed is the Son of Man.
El que siembra la buena semilla es el Hijo
the
del
field
hombre.
Is the world.
El campo es
the
el
good
mundo.
Seed are the children of the kingdom.
La buena semilla son los hijos del
so
reino.
I know what you're thinking.
Entonces sé que estás pensando.
And I know that you're thinking of a wheat seed.
Estás pensando de
and
una,
that's not the word here.
De una semilla de hierba,
okay,
pero esa no es la palabra
and we're
aquí.
Going into the Greek here.
Cuando vamos al griego,
the Greek word for seed.
La palabra griega para semilla.
Go to verse 24.
De Mateo 24.
What is this said? Okay, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed what?
El reino de los cielos es como un hombre que siembra semilla.
Okay, verse 27.
En el verso 27.
Sir, didst thou not sow good what? Seed. Okay, 37.
No sembrar tan buena que semilla.
He that sows the good what? Is the
el
son
que siembra
of man. Verse 38.
En el verso
the field is the world and the good what?
El
are the what?
Mundo, la buena.
Do you know that what that word for seed is?
¿Quieres saber que esa palabra semilla
Greek word sperma.
Esa palabra griega es esperma.
Okay, you all have children.
Todos ustedes tienen hijos.
They are your seed.
Ellos son su semilla.
Because seed was sown and life comes forth.
Porque la semilla es sembrada
are,
y la palabra
you reproduced.
Sale. Y ustedes se reproducen.
So what he's telling you, this is God reproducing his own life.
Lo que está diciendo es Dios reproduciendo
this is the seed that fell into the ground.
Esta es la semilla que cayó en el suelo.
Because he didn't want to be by himself.
Porque él no quería
he wanted solo. Alfred with him. Mm-hmm. He wanted Debbie with him. He
quería
wanted
Alfred
Laura with
Debbie
him.
Con él.
He wanted Ray with him. You understand? He was not complete without you. You are that. Now, what do you have to do with that?
Ahora, ¿qué tiene que ver esto, eso con esto?
So, if that is the seed and that is the words,
entonces, si esa es la semilla,
is the word
es la
there is, okay? You were born out of God, brothers and sisters.
Eres nacido de Dios, hermanos, hermanas.
Okay. One more place this is used. There's actually 44 places this is used in the New Testament. But let's go to 1 John chapter 3.
Ahora vamos a Juan capítulo 3, primera de Juan.
Who are you?
¿Quién eres tú?
Who are you? You are the seed of God. You are a part of him.
Eres
okay?
la semilla de Dios, parte de él.
And you look at your life.
Y ves a tu vida.
And you look at that life.
Ves a esa vida.
Not the carrier of the life.
No el portador
not your body.
De la vida, no tu cuerpo.
Not the carrier of the life, your spirit.
No el
but
portador
look down
de la
in
vida
your soul, there's the life.
Pero miras al
and
alma.
That's
ahí
the
vida.
Life of God.
Esa es la vida de Dios.
Okay, that seed was sown.
La semilla fue
unless
sembrada.
Unless the seed falls into the ground, it abides alone. But that seed is going to be.
A menos que caiga al suelo esa
semilla. Do you think that seed is different than that seed? It can't be.
Hey, si esa semilla es diferente a esta
otra, impossible,
puede ser,
right?
Es imposible.
Isn't this that?
¿No es esto, esto?
Do you know why the prophet says she is him?
¿Sabes cuando el profeta
What's
dice
the
ella
difference?
Es él? ¿Cuál es la diferencia?
Okay. Now, Brother Branham, you've got to go back.
Ahora tiene que dar
vuelta. Question yourself. Go back into the message of Melchizedek.
Preguntarse a sí mismo. Vaya al mensaje
okay.
Melchizedek.
Who is this Melchizedek?
¿Quién es este Melchizedek?
The secret of your life.
El secreto
the
de
only,
tu...
He says the difference. The only difference between you and him as a son. What?
La única diferencia entre tú y él es el hijo. ¿Qué?
Can you grasp that? We haven't grasped it yet. We're still looking in the mirror and we see, there I am.
¿Puede captar eso?
Here we are.
Aquí estoy, aquí
I'm a failure.
Soy un,
My faith isn't much. I'm just having
fracaso.
Too many struggles.
Tengo problemas.
No. You're believing what you see over what you, the word says you are.
Estás creyendo lo que ves por encima de lo que la palabra
te dice
que
eres. We have to overcome to this place.
Tienes que vencer este lugar.
And it's necessary if you're going to ever have rapture in faith, you're going to have to know without a doubt, without any wavering, who you are.
Tienes que
that
saber
you were born for this.
Que has nacido,
that you were created for this.
Fuiste creado para esto.
That you are that seed of God.
Que eres esa semilla de Dios.
1 John 3:9.
Primera de Juan 3:9.
Okay, whosoever is born of God does not commit sin.
El que es nacido de Dios no practica el pecado.
I'm going to ask you.
Te preguntaré.
How in the world?
¿Cómo en el mundo?
Can a seed of God deny God?
¿Puede una semilla de Dios negar
how
a Dios?
Can you disbelieve God?
¿Cómo
You might have a lot of problems in your life. You might have a lot of struggles, but there's one thing you will never have a struggle with. I know my God.
Yo conozco a mi Dios.
And you're nothing inside of me could make me disbelieve this for nothing.
Y nada dentro de mí me puede hacer
I have a lot of doubts about me.
Tenía muchas dudas acerca de mí.
But not about him.
Pero no de él.
Right?
¿Verdad?
So whosoever is born of God does not commit sin. He cannot disbelieve, for his seed remains in him.
Todo aquel que es nacido de Dios no practica el pecado, porque la simiente de Dios permanece en él.
What's that word for seed there? Same word.
¿Qué es la misma palabra para semilla?
You cannot disbelieve because his sperm is in you.
No puedes descreer porque el esperma está en ti.
Think of that. His very life is abiding in you.
La vida está habitando en ti.
And that you cannot disbelieve.
No puedes descreer.
And he cannot sin because he is born of God. You're born out of God.
Tú eres nacido de Dios.
You were born out of God.
Tú has sido
the seed came out of the seed.
La semilla sale de
right?
la
semilla. Technon, you're born ones. Do you know what sons mean?
¿Sabes qué hijo significa?
Born out of.
Nacido de.
So really the word son and daughter shouldn't be there. They really should be translated born ones. You're born ones. You're born out of God.
Entonces, realmente
hey,
la palabra
you're born out of God.
No
hey, Karen, you're born out of God.
Porque right. en sí es nacido de.
Well, I don't
Tú eres nacido de Dios, eres nacida de Dios.
It doesn't make any difference what my eyes hear, my ears hear. My soul connects with the word of God.
Hacen una diferencia
and my soul says amen because it can't do anything else. It can't.
Es la palabra de Dios.
Can it deny God? No. Why?
No,
it's a part of God.
No, es nuestro Dios.
Okay. All right. It cannot sin because the seed is in him.
No puede pecar porque la semilla está en él.
Now, God in his predetermined process of bringing forth the right timing and the right conditions makes his word complete and perfectly fulfilled. The seed comes to the seed. Luke chapter 8. What's the thing about the sower?
In Lucas 8.
Okay. We're going to Luke instead of Matthew for a change. The parable of the sower.
La parábola del sembrador.
So how does he get, okay, there has to be a way that he makes all this happen. He does.
Debe haber una manera como él hace que todo esto pase.
Okay, he brings, God brings,
Dios trae,
his morals or, there's two words here, in the depending on where it is, spora.
Dios trae su espora.
He brings the spora to the sperma.
Él trae la espora y el esperma.
And makes it grow.
Y los hace crecer.
Produce itself and bring it to life.
Y los reproduce y los trae a vida.
Okay. Yeah.
Sí.
I say that too. Thank you, Lord.
Yo digo eso mismo. Gracias,
Señor. Is
that a gift?
Is that love? Is that mercy? Is that grace? I'm asking the question, who are you?
Les pregunto, ¿quién eres?
And when you ask yourself who you are, quit looking in the mirror.
¿Quién eres tú cuando
quit listening to the devil.
¿Crees la mentira del diablo?
Picky, picky, picky. Yeah. Accuse you.
El que acusa, te acusa y te acusa.
And while I'm accusing you, hey, I'll get your ear pricked and I'll go, hey, not only you are a mess, but look at those around you.
No solo tú eres un desastre, pero mira esos que están alrededor tuyo.
Yeah. And then he really has a heyday with us. He doesn't need our help. Leave
him alone. Necesita nuestra ayuda.
Rebuke him. Luke chapter 8.
Lucas 8.
A sower went out to sow.
El sembrador salió a sembrar.
Luke 8, verse 5.
Lucas 8, verso 5.
Okay, and a sower went out to sow a seed, and he sowed some fell by the wayside. You know the story. Okay, verse 15.
En el verso 15.
Okay. But that on the good ground, are they? What's the good ground?
Aquella en la buena tierra.
The sperma.
¿Cuál es el buena tierra?
What does it have to do with being a sperma?
¿Qué tiene que ver con ser un esperma?
Did it create itself a sperma? Did it create itself a life of God?
¿Acaso él creó el esperma, la vida
What
de
did
Dios?
It have to do with it?
¿Qué tiene que ver con ello?
The spora comes to the sperma.
La espora viene al esperma.
Okay, the sporos, the seed sown into a good ground, and they which are an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit unto with patience. With patience.
Más que cayó en buena tierra, estos son los que con corazón bueno y recto retienen la palabra de vida, dan fruto y con perseverancia.
Yeah, he's just a part of me. I forget he's here. Same with Juan when he's here. I'm just doing what I'm doing. Okay. Get involved in the Word of God. Are you with me? That's the process.
Ese es el proceso.
What does first go to 1 Peter chapter 2?
Vamos a primera de Pedro capítulo 2.
Okay. Excuse me, chapter 1.
Capítulo
1. Verse 22.
Verso
22. Seeing you have purified your souls.
Han purificado sus almas.
Okay. It's the work of the blood, isn't it?
La obra
and
de la sangre.
Obeying the truth through the Spirit.
Y obedeciendo la verdad del
Why
Espíritu.
Why are you obeying the truth through the Spirit?
Estás obedeciendo
you can't
la
help
Espíritu.
It.
No puedo.
It's part of your soul.
Es
God
parte
made
de
you
mi,
that way.
El alma. Dios lo hizo de esa manera.
Unto what? And hypocritical love of the brothers. That's what unfeigned is. Yeah. No pretense, no cover-ups, just honest.
No pretensiones, solo honestidad.
See that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. This can only come out of the sperma, right?
Vean que
Being
amen,
born again.
No fingido.
Not of corruptible seed,
de corazón
but
puro.
Of incorruptible. See the word there?
Siendo renacido, spora. No es simiente corruptible, sino incorruptible.
So I'm born by the spore that comes to the sperma in my soul.
Soy nacido de la
spora
y la
sperma. And life happens and brings forth life and it comes in now that, like Brother Branham says, there
vida.
She is, she's risen up, she's standing on her feet.
Aquí está ella, nacida,
the reason
levantada.
For his death is his word living in you. You're
El levantamiento de su muerte, de su palabra en ti.
He died to make this happen in you.
Él murió para
If
hacer
he
que esto
died
pase
to make this happen in you, what are you worried about?
Si él murió para que esto te pase, de que te preocupes.
Where are your doubts?
¿Cuáles son tus dudas?
Get rid of them.
Deshazte de ello.
Okay. Isn't that beautiful? You're born again, not of corruptible spora, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which lives and abides forever.
Eres nacido de nuevo.
Back a page. James. A couple pages. 2. James 1, excuse me, 1:18.
En Juan 1:18.
Of his own will begat he us of the word of truth that we should be the kind of first fruits of his creatures.
Él de su voluntad nos hizo nacer por la palabra de verdad para que seamos primicias de sus criaturas.
Okay, so you are the seed.
Así que eres la semilla.
You came from this, but you're that.
Viniste de esto
okay?
a esto.
You're there.
Tú estás ahí.
Where did you come from?
De donde viniste.
What do you look like? Him.
Como luces.
She is him.
Ella es
How can it be any other way?
¿Cómo
Did a
puede
corn
ser
of wheat fall mm-hmm. into the ground?
La semilla
Are you, huh?
cayendo al
and
suelo.
And it brings forth? And it brought forth? What did it bring forth?
¿Qué trae?
There you are.
¿Qué produce? Ahí está.
Predestinated before the foundation of the world.
Predestinado antes de la fundación del mundo.
But predestinated to this time.
Pero predestinado a este tiempo.
Predestinated to hear this word.
A escuchar esta palabra.
Because this word had to have its effect in people who would receive it.
Porque tendrá right. efecto
and
a
listen
la gente
to it.
Que lo reciba.
And embrace it.
Y la escucha,
and love it.
Y la abraza,
and believe
y la ama y la cree.
It. And here they are.
Y ahí están.
They are him again.
Ellas son él again.
Okay. A couple quotes here.
Un par de citas aquí.
Predestinated to a timeline and the conditions.
Predestinados a una línea de tiempo y condiciones.
With me?
Yep.
Okay. he's already got this loaded in Spanish, so that's... Okay. Yesterday's Luther's manas would not work for the Methodist.
El maná de ayer de Lutero no funcionará para los metodistas.
Methodist manna would not work for the Pentecost.
El maná de metodista no funcionará para Pentecostal.
Pentecostal manna won't work for today.
El maná pentecostal no funcionará para hoy.
See what I mean?
¿Ve lo que quiero decir?
Every day it come.
Todos los días llega.
Day by day.
Día a día.
Okay. Okay. Day by day, fresh.
Día a día, fresco.
So as it has it through all the church ages.
Y también así es a través de todas las edades de la iglesia.
Luther's manna was the message of justification.
El maná de Lutero fue el mensaje de justificación.
Wesley's message, manifestation of sanctification.
El mensaje de Wesley fue manifestación para santificación.
Pentecostal, restoration of gift.
Pentecostés para restauración de los regalos.
But this is the introducing of the headstone.
Pero esta es la introducción de la piedra de corona.
The bright tree.
El árbol novia,
which is contrary to all of it. Isn't that interesting?
Lo que es contrario a todo ello, ¿no es interesante?
And yet it's the same light for the matured.
Y es la misma luz para madurar.
Same sun.
El mismo
same shine.
Sol, el mismo brillar.
Okay, we'll be ripening the grain for the harvest in July.
Madurará en los granos para la siega en julio.
But the light won't do any good today that's needed in July.
Pero la luz de hoy no hará ningún bien a lo que es necesitado en julio, porque es más fuerte
the
en julio.
Wheat is more advanced.
El trigo es más
that?
Avanzado.
Okay, the wheat is more advanced, it can take it.
El trigo está más avanzado, no lo puede
lay in
tomar.
The presence of the sun.
Descansar
yeah,
en la presencia
well,
del sol.
Well, it's going to get hotter. Yeah, but guess what, you're more mature, you can take it.
Se está poniendo más caliente. Bueno,
that's
sabes
what
que eres más
to
maduro,
say.
Lo
remember
puedes tomar.
The adopted son? Lifts his hands up to God. What's he say to God?
¿Qué le dijo a Dios?
I can take it.
Oh, no puedo tomarlo.
I can take it.
No puedo tomarlo.
Why? Because there's something in him that says that.
Oh, sí lo puedo tomar. ¿Por qué? Okay. Porque hay
it's
algo.
Stronger. The wheat is more advanced.
Que hay en él.
It's ready to take it.
La semilla es nada más avanzada. Está listo para
okay.
tomarlo.
They couldn't take it now.
No lo podían tomar ahora.
But it can then.
Pero no lo podían antes.
The season wasn't right.
La temporada
but
no estaba
now it
bien.
Is.
Pero ahora sí lo está.
See, you can't go against God's nature.
Así que no puedes ir en contra de la naturaleza de Dios.
God's got a law.
Dios tiene
and
una ley.
Contrary to that law kills your plant.
Y todo contrario a la ley matará la planta.
Yeah, you got to go to God's spoken laws.
Tienes que ir a las leyes habladas de Dios.
Are his words.
Y sus leyes son sus
okay.
palabras.
Another one.
¿Otra?
And from the ripening of the grain.
De la manifestación.
Next one.
De la madurez del grano.
From all the way back.
A todo el camino atrás, de regreso.
From Luther.
Desde Lutero.
All the way down through the age.
Hasta el final de la edad.
It ought to be the fullness of the gospel now.
Debería ser la plenitud del evangelio ahora.
The light that's been shown.
El poder que había sido mostrado.
Through justification.
A través de justificación.
Pentecostal age.
Edad de Pentecostés.
Ought to ripen the bright tree for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Debe madurar el árbol de la novia para la venida del Señor Jesucristo.
That Christ could be manifested in this church.
Que Cristo podría manifestarse
oh,
en su iglesia.
Listen to this.
Escuche esto.
Three words.
Tres palabras.
As one person.
Como una persona.
That Christ
que Cristo
could be manifested
podría manifestarse
in his church
en su iglesia
as one person.
Como una persona.
Him.
Él.
His wife.
Su esposa.
His bride.
Su novia.
That's the hour we're living in.
Esa es la hora en la que
this
estamos
is the light of this day.
Es la luz de este día.
Okay. One person.
Una persona.
He looks this look like that. 14 generations down.
Se ve justo así.
42 generations down.
14
they took wheat out of the tombs of Joseph and brought back the same life. The wheat looks like a wheat. Hey, that just looks like a
tumba
wheat.
De los faraones. O sea,
that looks like the same wheat that was 2,000 years ago.
La hierba se ve como la hierba.
Right?
Años atrás.
Unless a corn of wheat falls in. Who are you?
A menos de que...
No, really, who are you? Come to grips with the Word of God.
Ven, agárrate con la palabra de Dios.
And don't be swayed by circumstance.
No seas movido por circunstancias.
Last quote. Musicians, would you come?
Músicos podrían venir.
But you remember when it went down and the grain began to ripen.
Recuerde cuando bajó el grano comenzó a madurar.
And then you find.
Descubrió que
before that grain can ripen,
antes que el grano madure,
everything in the stalk has to be dead.
Todo lo que hay en el tallo tiene que ser muerto.
He says, "Hallelujah!"
Dice, "Hallelujah!"
Can't you see where we're standing?
¿No es donde estamos parados?
Life is in the grain again.
La vida está en el grano de nuevo.
Life is in the grain again.
La vida está en el grano
grain,
de nuevo.
Not fruit, grain.
Grano, no
grain
fruto,
becomes
grano.
Grain.
Grano viene a ser grano.
Jesus becomes you.
Jesús viene a ser tú.
Come on. True or not true?
¿Verdad o no?
Grain becomes grain.
Grano viene a ser
Jesus
grano.
Becomes you.
Jesús viene a ser tú.
More Jesuses.
Más Jesuses.
That he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
Que él sea el primogénito de
God and his family.
Dios y su familia.
Okay. Can't you see where we're standing?
¿No puedes ver dónde estamos parados?
Life is in the grain again.
La vida está en el grano.
What is it?
¿Qué es?
Just exactly like... Listen.
Escucha.
Just... Exactly like the same grain that went in the ground.
Exactamente como el mismo grano que fue al suelo.
The same Jesus.
El mismo Jesús.
In bride form.
En la novia, en forma de novia.
Isn't that beautiful?
¿No es eso hermoso?
Here's the grain, there's the grain.
Aquí está el grano,
same
este
Jesus.
Grano. Mismo Jesús.
Bride form. Who are you?
Amen.
¿Quién eres tú?
Listen.
Amen.
The accuser of the brethren that's been very busy on our shoulders. Rebuke him and tell him he doesn't have any business being there. Well, yes, he does. He has very business. That's his business. But you know what? You have the equipment to overcome him.
Tienes las herramientas para vencer.
You have the power to say, no, I'm not going to listen to you.
Tienes el poder para decir no.
You have the right to say, go ahead, you can accuse me all day long.
Tienes el derecho de decir, adelante, acúsame todo el día.
But I got an advocate with the Father. I got an advocate.
Pero tengo un abogado con el Padre.
I got an intercessor.
Un intercesor.
For as much as you are accusing me,
por cuanto tú me estás acusando,
Jesus is interceding for
Jesús
me.
Jesús me está intercediendo.
As much as you're picking me apart,
por cuanto tú me
Jesus
estás
is saying, look at me.
Jesús dice, mírame.
That's my kid.
Ese es mi hijo.
You can't see him except through me.
No lo puedes ver a él excepto a través mío.
Yeah. Who are you, brothers and sisters?
¿Quiénes son, hermanos y hermanas?
Yeah. And Matthew chapter 13.
Mateo 3.
If anybody has a question 6. On serpent seed, take him to there.
Pero si alguno tiene pregunta en la simiente
de
la serpiente, llévelo.
He spells it out in black and white. How are they going to argue against that?
¿Cómo ellos pelearán al respecto?
Jesus, the good sower, went out and sowed his sperm out in the world.
Si Jesús, there el sembrador,
remember that
salió a sembrar.
Dark mass of gaiety we put on the board? Huh? And he said, there's a little light. There's a little light.
Hay una pequeña luz.
There's that seed. There's that seed. There's that seed.
Hay otra semilla.
Yeah. There she is. Here you are.
Aquí estás.
Children of the Most High God.
Hijos del Dios Altísimo.
Right? Quit your doubt.
Renuncia a sus dudas.
Okay? Your faith should never be based on anything circumstantial.
Su fe nunca debería estar basada en alguna circunstancia.
Solely, completely, 100% on the Word of God, period. And that's
sembrada
it.
Completamente en la palabra de Dios.
And then you watch.
Entonces vigile.
Those little things that your Heavenly Father orchestrates around your life.
Esas pequeñas cosas que tu Padre Celestial orquestea.
Because they're all
en tu vida.
There for a purpose.
Porque todo es para
because
un propósito.
He loves you.
Porque él te ama.
He does. Because he loves you.
Yeah.
You know what Brother Branham says?
¿Sabe qué le dice el hermano Branham?
You know, think about it.
Piensa
his love.
Su amor.
Go outside.
Vaya afuera.
You love the country.
Ama el país.
You love nature.
Ama la naturaleza.
Oh, look at those trees.
Pero mira esos árboles.
You know that each one of those he put there for you.
¿Sabes que cada uno de ellos
like
están puestos por ti? Porque le gusta.
Yeah. You know what? I've been walking in the woods.
He caminado por los bosques.
I need to hear what Brother Branham said to me. Why did he make those flowers?
¿Por qué él hizo esas flores?
Reverend Mr. Lilly.
¿Alguna vez ha disfrutado las lilies?
You know, I have this thing in my backyard I just love. It's a mandavilla.
Cosa en mi patio.
And I call my mandavilla Reverend Mr. Lilly.
Llamo
it has a message to me all the time. You know, we've had those for years.
La hemos tenido por años.
The storm comes, we blow them over.
Viene la tormenta y las destrozan.
They pick them. They've been... Let me bloom for you.
Déjame proteger right? para ti.
They just smile. They have these beautiful smiles on them all the time.
Ellas
you forget to water them. That's okay. I'll bloom for you some more. Oh, I'm going to overwater you. That's okay. I'll just smile and bloom some more for you. I'm going to abuse you. I'll take it. I'll just bloom some more. And they just keep blooming and blooming. They get knocked over. They get beaten. They get dried up. They get overwatered and everything else. Reverend Mr. Lilly, right? So I was walking in the woods one time and listening to Brother Branham. Do you know why he did those things? Because of you.
Caminé una vez por los bosques escuchando a la hermana.
Go out in the woods and look at a little flower.
Por ti, mira las
and
flores.
I started crying one day.
Y empecé a llorar.
A little flower, God put that you there for me because you knew I'd like that.
Esa pequeña flor, Dios.
How many people walk right past you without saying thank you, Lord?
¿Cuántas gente pasa por tuyo y te dice, no dice gracias?
I want
Señor.
You to go outside and look and just say.
Quiero ir afuera y mirar.
You did this because you cared about me.
Señor,
you did this because you knew I would like
me.
I go look at those little flowers every time and say, thank you, Father.
That's a message gracias,
from
Padre.
Your God to you.
Yeah.
And think of all those little ones that he put there that everybody just walks on. Don't pay any attention to.
Y tú solo pasas.
And he never gets any thanks.
Y aquellos que no prestan atención ni dan gracias.
But I want you and me
pero quiero que tú y yo
to be Reverend Mr. Lilly.
Seamos
I'm going to knock you over, Hoffman. Okay. I'll smile for you and bloom some more.
Te
can
rogaré,
we all be
okay,
that way?
Sonreiré
what
y
a message.
Floreceré por ti.
Yeah, I'm going to knock you over.
Te derrumbaré. Okay. Está bien.
I'm going to quit watering you for a while. That's okay. I'll
no
still
te daré bloom. Agua. Está bien.
They're just amazing. I love them.
Es sorprendente, les amo.
God is so good, isn't he?
Dios es tan bueno, ¿no es así?
So who are you?
Entonces, ¿quién es usted?
Who are you?
¿Quién es usted?
Let me read that last quote one more time. Yeah, man, just one more time. One more time, one more time. That is so beautiful.
Es tan hermoso.
I want you to take it home with you.
Quiero que la lleves a casa.
Remember.
Recuerda.
The grain began to ripen.
El grano empieza a madurar.
And before that, antes, grain can ripen, everything in the stalk has to be dead.
El grano tiene que madurar y...
Okay.
Okay.
Can't you see where we're standing?
No puede ver dónde nos estamos parados.
Okay, life is in the grain.
La vida está en el grano.
What is it?
¿Qué es?
Just exactly the same grain that went into the ground.
Exacto como el mismo grano fue a la tierra.
It's the same Jesus.
El mismo Jesús.
In bride form.
En la forma de novia.
Anna, the same Jesus in Anna form.
El mismo Jesús.
Derek, the same Jesus in Derek form. Russ,
el mismo Jesús en Derek.
Jesus in Russ form.
El mismo Jesús en la forma de
Chris, the same Jesus in Chris form. Yeah, right?
Amen.
Oh my goodness. Sam, nice to see you. Same Jesus in Sam form.
That's right. El mismo Jesús en la forma de Sam.
God is so good. God is so good. God is so good.
bread you have brought us. Thank you, Father, for reminding us we are seeds of the seed. Jesus Christ revealed in his bride this time. Help us, Lord, to overcome the trials and troubles of this life and stand in your word. Help us, Father, to help those that are growing, those that are bearing fruit, but more than the fruit, the seed, Lord. We want to see those seeds. And we can, that we may, we spread your word, Lord, and we may dig in your word, think in your word. Anywhere we walk, that your word always be in us. Help us, Father, to overcome this world and everything that it's in it, because it all is just distraction, and the devils are just saying to our minds, you're not bright, you're not gonna make it, and just causing doubts in our minds. Help us, Father, to always remember the word that you have seated in us, that may we be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. We need it in this time. Help us to understand what the messages are about. If we don't understand, Lord, help us to understand. We're so gifted by your word in this time. We're so, it's all by your grace, Lord.
Yes.
We give you thanks. Because you have permitted us to gather this time, this moment, to give you praise. And we know that your blood is covering us and taking us to perfection. We give you thanks for everything that happened this past week and for the oncoming, Lord. We're trusting that you have the control of everything, and you're going to be unveiling each moment of our lives. We just gotta be steady. We gotta be still there and watch you work. Just rely on you, Lord. Help us to spread your word and be that good soil that you wanna see. Bless the children, bless the teenagers, the adults, Lord. All their needs, I know, Lord, that you can provide. You are our provider. We lay the health and lives of each brethren in this building, any visitor, and all those people that are needing of you, Lord, whether if it's in the hospitals or in jails, Lord, or just struggling in their minds. Help us in these times. May your Holy Spirit be quickened. Take us to our prayer rooms. Keep us there, Lord, that our desire be dwelling with you, talking to you, meditating in your word. And that may we always have a word to that needy people that need you, Lord. People are looking for material things, but it truly is your word that is the one that is feeding us and keeping us. Thank you, Lord, for having mercy on us. Stay with us, Mary. Your Holy Spirit always be talking to us each moment of our lives. We ask these things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
other. Really recognize the Lord. Recognize Him. God bless you. There is Jesus and Debbie Horn. Jesus and Lenore Horn. Yeah. Would you greet each other out that way on the way out? Acknowledge Him. The scripture says, in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. See Him all around you. See Him in everything that you do. Watch, and you will see. And then pretty soon you will see Him everywhere. And you'll see how really your life is surrounded by Him. Blessed be His name. God bless you.